Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 545. Well, at least the second part of it. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Jeremy Mays. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, what up, Pally? Doing pretty good.
After, you know, a mere like 45 minutes pre-record, we have finally decided to hit the record button, and you know, we were having a hard time coming up with a decent wrestling starting point. And I think that I almost need to do shows with everyone because everyone watches something different pretty much.
Yes.
Because there are some things that you watch that Chris doesn't necessarily get to or Shahid gets to. There's stuff that Chris gets to that none of us get to. You know, there's always this odd combination, and there was the one topic that you were just ranting about before. It's midlife crisis RVD.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
That was one of those things that your, like, I was with your wife, and that I just watch it, and I'm just like, really, man? Really? Like, this is what's going on? But your sales pitch before the show completely sold me on it making sense.
Yeah, well, all right, so first, for those who don't know, RVD's got his real-life wife? I think he married Katie Forbes. And then Katie Forbes has a girlfriend, and I can't remember her name, so I'm trying to look it up real quick.
Okay.
Using my work computer, so this is a smart idea. Anyways, yeah, but Katie Forbes has a girlfriend, so Rob's got his wife and his girlfriend's girlfriend at his side. And apparently what they're trying to, like, what they're trying to say is, this is a real thing. Like, there's been articles written about, like, RVD's new, like, living his new life to the best of his, you know, best he can. So he's tagging these two chicks. And then, all right, cool. But then they brought it to TNA, I'm sorry, Impact Wrestling. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's been Impact for a few years now, but
yeah.
The amount of times we talk about it, whatever.
It's always been a synonymous thing, but really, in this era, it's definitely been out of control of Dixie Carter and or Jeff Jarrett's hands for quite some time.
Yeah. And so, all right, so they bring RVD in, and I'm like, I'm not going to pretend that I was watching Impact, because that'd be, I mean, that's just dishonest. So when I saw them, they bringing him in, I'm like, okay. And then I see all this stuff with, like, RVD's got his, like, half-naked girlfriend or wife on the show. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm into that, so what? And then you see her, and you're like, oh, okay, she's actually very pretty. And then suddenly there's this whole menage thing going, like, yeah, I mean, it, like, well, just right now she's just hanging all over him, but it's just old RVD with two hot chicks. And, like, what really got me was a couple weeks ago, and I love everything about this segment because it was sleazy and gross, and it got him kicked off Twitch, which is what I thought was hilarious.
I did not realize that Impact has been kicked off of Twitch.
They are still not on. They had a 24-hour ban or 48-hour ban because of the segment. And for those who didn't see it, I think it's probably on YouTube, but like, Katie Forbes' areolas are coming out of, like, she barely has any clothes on.
Oh, right.
It is. And then her areola was coming out in off of one side, and they were blurring it, but they apparently didn't notice the other side. I mean, it wasn't coming out quite as much. But, I mean, she's wearing, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot thongs. I mean, for the old crowd. Or, who was it, Cisco had the thong song? Even.
Yeah.
Still not current reference, but
new.
I mean, it's just all ass, and you're like, can you see her butthole? Like, this is craziness that this is on Access TV, and they like this is pre-recorded. Like, yeah, this is good, and even the girls are both like, hey, stop talking to the camera. We want to fuck. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. And he goes right back into talking about himself. So what do? They go into the covers, start messing with each other, and then start supposedly blowing him. And he's still talking about himself. That's hilarious.
Hey, you know, you gave me... I watched that segment, I think, while we were recording last week. So having some text or some what the talking points were going through it is mildly helpful. But yeah, okay, so that was last week then that they got booted,
that was last week, yes.
Booted off of Twitch then.
Yeah, yes.
Because, I was watching that because of all the hullabaloo about Tessa Blanchard.
God. did you guys touch on her at all last week?
Yeah, we did.
Sweet Jesus. What a delusional dumbass. I'm not even saying she did. We'll get back to RVD real quick, but I'm not even saying she said that stuff. If enough women have come out and say, hey, yeah, she's a real piece of shit or was, then okay, you know.
Yeah, but you have lost this art.
Strong and this is how I can handle it. Like, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, Impact did not handle that well at all. Well, and I guess Chris said that, it started the day before their pay-per-view.
Yes, it was the day before. That's what she was... wait a minute. I'm not talking about what happened on Impact. Did they show her speech after she won the title?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm not trying to say that was the event, but I believe... And I read somewhere that the racism stuff had been confirmed, at least the one spitting incident in particular had been confirmed by numerous people, including the person spat upon. That really isn't good news.
That's crazy.
But... yeah, I guess it was kind of interesting that they decided to go ahead with that.
Yeah, I don't get it. But and regardless of my feelings on her being champion, I was like, okay, I guess. But I don't like the fact that if you're against her being champion, that you're sexist or whatever.
Oh, right.
I don't like that at all because then immediately it's taken any, like, real criticism and just burned it. But I'm looking at Sami Callihan. He's not the biggest dude, but I'm looking at her. And I'm thinking, he hits her once. She goes night-night. I mean, I don't know. And then she was chasing after him last week in heels. And I just went... this is stupid. And it's just an aesthetic thing, I guess, but...
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's definitely an aesthetic thing that... because, you know, you can always make the, hey, Rey Mysterio did it argument if you're still okay with Tessa being that much smaller than...
Well, I mean, part of that, though, is like, with Rey... I didn't see the match. I saw clips or highlights of it. And she was, like, he was beating her around. And then, I mean, somehow she obviously, you know, got back into it.
Right.
And won with everyone doing the goddamn Canadian Destroyer now. Okay, that one's dead. Jesus. And then she wins. Yeah. All right. But, like, so I'm speaking out of turn on this part. But I don't know, like, if it was a straight up toe to toe match, I can't see how this this little bully dude isn't just smacking her around. But then, like, with a Rey Mysterio, like, in your example, he used his speed to get around stuff, sneakiness, if you will, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what happened in the match. And if, you know what, if that's the case, then cool. But if they're going to try and tell me this was just a straight up fist fight, sorry. I mean,
Yeah,
that's just not happening. So,
yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I didn't see the match because there's not a chance in hell I'm buying a pay-per-view, especially from Impact Wrestling. Like, even if they are the first wrestling promotion to have a woman heavyweight champion. Because I guess that isn't enough of a draw to me to tune in. Like, I guess that's the other part of that angle where it's just like I felt like they were just trying to manufacture a headline to get them positive buzz.
It could be that could be part of it, but also it's like knowing this has been a year long feud, it kind of made sense too.
Yeah, and then that is the other part, is that, and I do know that, again, I've mentioned it probably too many times for anyone that listens to this podcast, that I've watched more Impact in the last year than I had in quite a while.
Yes.
And I remember them feuding during that part, or having their problems with each other. So it was, and I guess that was February or what? It was February that we went out to Las Vegas and I saw that. So I mean, it really was a story that had been brewing for them for quite some time. So I can't really blame them with really. I guess I shouldn't really put that accusation on them since it had been that long.
Yeah. And one thing, like, I'm watching Impact right now. I forgot how cool Rosemary was. I dig her gimmick. So.
Yeah, there are definitely still some parts that I kind of like about Impact, but you know, it kind of goes back to one of those. Is it, you know, better than the other stuff that I eventually get around to?
And, that's true.
You know, the answer is no. Like, if I'm going to spend my wrestling hour budget on something, like, because Chris and I kind of talked about it, like, it's not good enough. It's not as bad as it used to be. It's not good enough to kind of put in, you know, that kind of category.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out my camera's not working. I have it on.
Was there really anything else to say about Midlife Crisis, Rob Van Dam? Because
I think it's the first time we said it, though. That's exactly what this is. And like what I said before, and that's when you said, all right, just hang on. Rob Van Dam has always been a douche.
Oh.
Remember when he started, remember all the interviews? It was him and Sabu. And he even called Fonzie names, but he was always like, I'm not doing these death matches. I don't want to look like Sabu. He's saying it right there with the guy standing right next to him. Like, he was just a cool wrestler. That's why the fans started cheering for him. But he always talked about himself. He was always about himself. And, like, and I'm talking, this is strictly the character, which I'm sure this is what, you know, he's doing. I'm sure this is a character as well.
Oh, right.
A really cool extension of himself. But, like, I see people really hate it, and I'm like, I guess, I mean, if it's kind of a turnoff, like, ooh, this is really sleazy. Yeah, it's okay, but that's okay. Like, you don't have to, that's part of it, too, is, like, he's that sleazy, so you don't cheer for him. But, who's the audience for this stuff? So there's an audience that already loves Rob Van Dam, and now he's bringing out these two chicks that are getting pretty much naked on TV. Why are you going to boo that? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, and also, it's a very, I guess you could call it an antiquated angle, like the way they treat the women. And my exact answer for that is, well, not all women are the same. So yeah, there are going to be some that act like this. There'll be some that are acting like Tessa Blanchard. So if this was like Tessa Blanchard doing this, like, sleazing herself all over, be like, yeah, wait a second, what's going on here?
Right.
But that's what these two are for. Like, that's their character. So, I love it. I don't think he's been on yet, so that's why I've got Impact on now. I had the hockey game on, but I forgot this was on, so.
I guess you kind of sold me out because I guess I don't find her terribly attractive, to be honest with you.
Well, no, that's part of the point, too.
Oh, I thought you said she was attractive earlier, so
well,
I'm like,
online and look at her pictures and then look at her now. Botox and all that shit is a hell of a thing, dude.
Oh.
It makes people look weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lip injections, whatever that stuff's called. Yeah. So, or it's just bad makeup. So, I've been told that that's what can happen.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised. So yeah, I think that's what kind of makes my skin crawl more than the segment itself. And like I said, like the sales job, that it really is his old character, just, you know, old now. It really does make a lot of sense that he'd be that much of a, you know, kind of a blowhard still.
Yeah.
Even though he should, you know, he really shouldn't be.
Well, in his mind, well, he won. I can't remember who he beat. He beat somebody at the pay-per-view, and then he goes back. He's having sex with these two chicks. So, you know?
Oh.
Like, the winners go to spoils, man. I mean.
Right.
So, who the hell knows? Anyways, yeah.
It
can't last long, but I just sit back and enjoy it while you can. Or not. It's not, I don't think it's designed for you to like it, which is like the weird part of it.
Yeah, it's supposed to sleaze you out.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, maybe that says something about me, which is no surprise to anybody who knows me. So, what we were just talking about, porn stars being doxxed earlier. So, I think I actually recorded that thing too, by the way. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. The call recorder now likes to start on its own, so I'm like, wait, what? So, yeah, so.
Oh, boy. Oh,
The gist of it, kids, is why would you bother trying to, like, dox or hack a porn star and hold them, like, I'm going to release pictures of you if you don't give us money. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah.
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible plan on their part to hack a porn star and then try to get money out of their nude photos.
I'm going to send these to everyone on your contacts list, including your parents. All right. I mean, if my parents aren't dead, they're dead inside, so they don't care. So. So. Yeah.
Well, you did say.
Porn talk is more fun when Chris is on because there's an uncomfortable silence. And that's why I bring it up every single time. Because it's just fun. It's my own game. So.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't really... I guess I couldn't play that game as well as you could. Like, I'm, you know, fine with it. But I'm not sure that I could get into that part of teasing well with the subject.
Shit, that's all I do.
I was gonna say, what else? You said you're caught up on AEW and NXT.
Yeah, those are like I was actually talking to Elise about this. Besides, in NWA, besides those are the three I watch every week. Like on a consistent basis, like Raw. I saw Seth come out talking, okay. As soon as he said he and Buddy Murphy were taking on the Viking Raiders, I'm like, oh, they're going to win the titles. So she started watching, there's a show on Netflix called You. It's about some stalker guy.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually, it's not that bad. I was kind of surprised. So, and then, like, I don't know. I've heard Raw's getting better. One, it's still too damn long. Yeah, and I know that's a broken record, dead horse. But it's still too long. And then I see what they're doing, trying to get, like, new people. Right? But I don't really care about him. And then also, everyone's just reading words or reciting words. There's no, like, I know Seth Rollins, when he's a bad guy, always gives off, like, that smarmy, like, I'm better than you sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay, but nothing sounds like natural. Kevin Owens tries, but you can still tell he's trying to remember, like, whatever they told him to say. And that's no fun. So.
Yeah, he's kind of, he's a better than Seth Rollins baby face, but he's still not that great, it being a baby face. And plus, when you end up putting him beside babyface Samoa Joe, things just get weird. It's like one of those tandems that I'm just like, oh, have I ever seen this? Like, I feel like they've been around each other a long time, but they've never really been a team or anything like that. I don't know. No, I guess I like it.
Yeah, when they started teaming up, I was like, oh, that's weird. And I will say, I know it was Big Show, but I really liked the way they handled that. Because one, everyone thought Big Show was retired, but two, it was, this seemed like almost natural when Kevin Owens just goes, wait a minute, Joe, I've got a lot of enemies around here. I've stabbed a lot of people in the back, so I need to know who it is. And I'm like, that's perfect. And after the Matt Riddle story about his promo from, like, 2 weeks ago, I want to say, like, Kevin's been given, like, some sort of leeway with stuff, because that makes way too much sense, way more sense than anybody, like, that WWE's written. And when I mean WWE, I mean Raw and SmackDown. NXT, I still consider
NXT.
A different company, even though it's not. So.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, you heard the Riddle story, right?
I don't think so.
All right, so you know that promo he had about him and Pete Dunne getting together as a team?
Oh, I think so.
It was one where he was backstage, and he's like, yeah, I know, it's like not real obvious that we'd be partners, but I went up to Pete, and I was like, dude, I'm a bro, you're a bruiserweight, Dusty Cup, let's do this. Pete gives me the Pete face, I give him the bro, and then what was it, the bruiserweights were born. That was all off the top of his head. He told Triple H, listen, I'll do it your way, let me do one my way, and then Triple H loved his way so much he kept it. Proving the point that you don't need someone writing people's promos if they know what they're doing.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, and that's one of those things that it's been a little bit easier now that there's been a little bit of log time for AEW, too. Like, I think that sometimes, to me, people get mistaken that just because the wrestlers are in charge of their promos, they're always going to be good. And it's just not the case. Like, even if you're really good at your job, things are not going to go well all the time.
No.
And, you know, you can kind of do, you know, list whatever you want to list that, you know, things just don't go well for one reason or another. So, I mean, I do feel like there's this thing like, oh, well, if you just let the wrestlers do it on their own, they're going to do a better job. And I do think that that's generally the case. But I do think, like, to me, AEW still, more times than not, has a we can't figure out the plot of this show thing that the WWE always has going for itself. And I think you kind of need writers for that, because if the wrestlers are just developing the characters for the most part, they're not really as invested in the story per se, or how things are playing out on the TV. So, you know, I do think that there needs to be some level of editing in there, and I think that's why To me, I still like NXT the best, because I mean I think that pretty much, well, all four of us that mainly do this show do seem to side on the Wednesday Night Wars are, you know, kind of the things to watch, or at least I definitely know that Shahid definitely watches NXT. I don't think he really watches AEW. But he does like the Wednesday programming better than Monday and Friday from the WWE. Yeah. So,
man, I was telling you before, like, SmackDown's an afterthought.
Oh. Like,
oh, it's on. That's right. I have it on my DVR. Whoops.
Yeah. That, and I've mentioned to Chris a couple of times, like, I have a tendency to watch that Sunday night or Sunday during the day sometime. And by the time we record on Tuesday, I've forgotten about it. Like, it's terrible that I watch it closer to recording time, and I still forget about it.
Yeah. Well, here's one of the big problems is, if you want your Bray Wyatt stuff, just go to YouTube. They have all of his segments on the YouTube page. So you never need to watch it. And then, the last time I actually watched was when Roman was taking on, I might have been Baron Corbin or Dolph Ziggler, one of the two, and the Usos came back. And that was genuinely good. Like, oh, thank God they're back. And it was just cool to see them again.
Yo, right.
But I see Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, in the main event, I'm like, what is this Podunk's, like, State Fair show? What am I watching? And that's from a guy who used to be a huge Dolph Ziggler fan. Oh, shit, I went and saw his stand-up, man. I mean, which was good. But, this Baron Corbin thing, I don't care what anyone's saying. He sucks, and it just kills. The fact that Roman Reigns is having a problem with Baron Corbin is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Hey. I guess Corbin's grown on me. I'm not sure if it's one of those, you know, I've been beaten into submission situations. But I do genuinely feel like it's not quite go-away heat anymore, that it's just heat, and that he kind of garners it for the most part because he's just a douche. But I'm still not that if I don't really want to see him get beat up, I still more want to see him just not on my TV. He can host a cooking segment on the WWE Network, and that'd be great. Like, I'd probably be more interested in that than any of his promos.
Yeah. It's such a weird. Because I guess they're pushing now, supposedly, the main event or WrestleMania match is going to be Roman and The Fiend. Which is exactly what they shouldn't do at WrestleMania. That crowd is going to boo Roman Reigns because no one wants to boo The Fiend yet. So, in case you didn't know that, that's where they're heading. So,
Well, they kind of have some limited options, and I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised either. Yeah. You know, like that's a spoiler that, because clearly Daniel Bryan wasn't going to make it the whole way there. It would be, well, I think last night made it abundantly clear with Paul Heyman, like he did not even mention the. I don't even remember which belt's which. Is it the the WWE belt's over on SmackDown now?
Right.
No.
WWE title's on Raw.
Oh, okay.
Universal is on SmackDown.
Okay, yeah, they got switched. Yeah, like he did not mention Brock Lesnar going for the double championship situation.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, that would be something interesting.
You know, so I don't. I guess that makes me feel like they're not gonna go that route. Like, to me, you would at least plant the seed that that's what's going to happen, especially since, oh boy, Paul Heyman does not do his best work when he's just got to talk about Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's part of the reason why R-Truth was out the other week, which I genuinely enjoyed that.
Yes.
We've seen what R-Truth, Ron Killings can actually do, but it's been so long, and the shtick just doesn't get old for me. Like, him saying that his childhood hero, John Cena, is just funny. And, like, the announcer's like, wait, what? And they say what every time. It's like, guys, get over already.
Right.
But at least they're actually calling out, like, that's kind of stupid. But, no, I don't know why I like it. And, excuse me. When he said, I'm going to toss you over, Paul Heyman, and Brock just started laughing. Like, okay, you don't see that very often, so that was kind of cool. But
yeah, that was... That did kind of help out a bit to break up the Brock Lesnar stuff, but yeah, I would think that Paul Heyman would have planted those seeds at some point that he was going to go for both those belts, because he had it's been weird that Brock Lesnar's basically been trotted out there for almost no reason the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, other than to beat up R-Truth.
Yeah, well, and who did he beat up this week?
I'm trying to remember who that was.
No, it was somebody, so.
Yeah. Oh, Ricochet got his ass. It got kicked in the balls.
Yeah. What? Okay.
I did laugh when Lesnar grabbed the mic and said, not afraid, and just walked away.
Yeah, I...
because that was one of those, why is Ricochet the one making that threat? You know, I mean, it was honestly just so he could come back, just so Brock could come back and kick him in the nuts and be somewhat justified, I guess. I don't know. You know, it's one thing when Braun Strowman threatens Brock Lesnar. It's a whole different thing when Ricochet does. You can talk all about trying to win a wrestling match all you want, but trying to question Brock Lesnar's manhood just seems outright dumb.
Yeah, exactly. but I guess it makes Ricochet now the plucky underdog, which is exactly what he shouldn't be. But whatever. Now it just—I don't know.
And that's why. And we had kind of started on the topic of who would be taking on Bray Wyatt. You're talking about Roman Reigns,
yeah,
and that's how I was tying things together in my brain, at least, was that Brock Lesnar against Bray Wyatt would be even stranger to me than Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt.
No, I'm with you. So, but no, man, it's hilarious. They have a viewer discretion thing up now on Impact. I'm sorry. Yeah, Impact. I actually got it right. That's funny.
On TNA.
Yeah. But no, it's, yeah. But no. The Bray stuff with Brock would be weird, but at least it'd be different. I don't know. It's not going to happen, so it doesn't matter. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I know I said last year I wasn't going to WrestleMania, and I don't feel bad about it at all not going.
Oh. Yeah, there isn't anything right now that seems to be in, especially, well, it'll be clearer after Sunday who's going to be main eventing where, or at least it should be fairly clear. And yeah, I mean, there aren't a whole lot of combinations that I'm terribly excited about. And Tampa Bay isn't one of those cities that I'm kind of jonesing to go to.
Yeah, no. I was there a few years ago, but I was only there for like a day and a half. We went to the football game, but yeah, no. Yeah, it's there's now they're thinking LA may not be WrestleMania next year
Oh.
because when is the Super Bowl there? Because it's in Minnesota. No, it's in Miami this year. And then it's in, I think, Atlanta at the new one, right? Or they already have it there.
Oh, it yeah, because there are two Mercedes-Benz now.
Yeah, which is confusing.
Yeah. Slightly. Architecture is way better in Atlanta than it is in New Orleans.
Next year, I'm sorry, 2021 is in Tampa. And then the year after is LA, so 2022. And what I read was that WWE may reconsider doing it next year because they'd rather go in after the Super Bowl so that they can have a better attendance than the Super Bowl did. So they'll set the record instead of like a Super Bowl would for the stadium.
I,
Sounds reasonable. I mean, that sounds like something they do.
yeah, it sounds very on brand, but it's also one of those things that aren't they going to set the record anyway just because, the Super Bowl can't put seats
Yeah,
on the
good call.
field?
Well,
I
okay,
mean,
I'm going to agree with you, but then also, one half of that stadium is going to be taken up with a stage.
well, yeah, you
Or one
do
half of the
always
stadium, yeah.
miss the backside of the football field
Yeah, so I don't know how many
for
seats that would be.
seating. Yeah, because I guess I was thinking about whatever they call, isn't it Camping World Stadium? I think last I
Over in
knew,
Orlando?
yeah, in Orlando there,
Yeah. What did that
because.
used to be called? That was the Citrus Bowl, right?
Yeah, Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
But they had an open end to the back, so that's where they had the entranceway and all of that good stuff.
Oh, no, dude, they renovated that now.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Yeah, it's totally different from when we were there. They actually
Oh.
went down in capacity
Oh.
somehow. So yeah, they renovated that whole thing. Because
Oh.
that's where the Central Florida, the Knights play.
Oh, okay.
UCF. Yeah, that's where they play. So they retrofit and try to make it all look better, so
I guess I'm not surprised because, well, if they took out the benches, bench seating always has more than seats because
yeah.
seats take up more space. So there's that simple one. And most people want add some type of luxury box seating these days if they're doing a renovation like that. And that ends up taking seats out of the equation too. So
Yeah.
there are a number of things, like even if they closed it in, that probably helped offset some of those changes. But yeah, I guess it to me it's not surprising, depending upon how exactly they did the reno, that the seats are about even or less.
Yeah, well, it was also, I guess it was just old, so they needed to.
Oh,
You know, I was
yeah.
looking up rumored WrestleMania locations, but nothing's coming up. Because it was funny, because last year, they had already announced where this year's was going to be by now.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm surprised that they haven't.
Because, oh, I wonder if maybe they'll announce it. Because if they announced the new location for the Royal Rumble for next year yet.
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
Did they?
Yeah, and that's another one where, I need to get Shahid on the show next week after the Royal Rumble to see if he regrets not going to the Royal Rumble. I'm going to guess the answer is still going to be no, but
Yeah, it was funny. One of the times, Lisa and I were out drinking, and we mentioned that Shahid was going to the Royal Rumble, and I was like, well, we looked up flights, and flights to Houston were cheap. And I'm like, okay. And then I hit him up. We're all excited. We're like, oh, my gosh, he's going. We meet up with him. Well, yeah, we'll go, whatever else. And then I hit him up, and he's like, no, I'm not going. I was like, oh. Okay, well, you just saved us a bunch of money, so thanks, man. So, no, Royal Rumble's one I'm with you. I would love to get back to. I had a good time that last one. So,
yeah, I don't think.
Right, rumored location for WrestleMania is Atlanta, which I've been saying. They got that brand new stadium.
Oh. Yeah, so, and it's been a while, too.
27. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really, not that I don't think that those old Southern laws don't still suck a dick, but as far as when things are open and when things aren't. But after going back down to Atlanta for, because what do we see? Was it just for the UFC the year after 27?
Yeah, that was we went to Highlander. So Elise was like, if we go back to Atlanta, we're going back to Highlander. Yeah. So, that place was good.
Yep, Triple D usually does not steer you wrong.
Yeah.
I felt like we got a better vibe for the city, and it really helped. The MARTA, A, is good, but B, being out in Buckhead is a little bit of a pain in the ass when you're trying to do things that are downtown all the time.
Yeah, we wouldn't be staying in Buckhead again, though. That's no.
Yeah, that was our big downfall that first trip there.
My favorite part of the UFC was getting out of the UFC. The event was just okay, and then those guys just handed us like the Cheetah Club coupons. So we could get in free to the Cheetah Club. And Elise's friend, I'm just going to keep names out of this. Elise's friend going, I want to go. Let's go. Let's go. We're like, all right, let's go. Hell yeah. That sounds great. All right. Well, I just got to freshen up at the hotel. Okay. Comes out of the bathroom, glasses, pajamas. Like, thought we were. Oh, no, I'm way too tired. What? Then we all just went to bed. A bunch of losers. Like, okay, well. I guess we're in for the night then. So, I think it was also like near 1 in the morning. So, you know, it probably wasn't a bad idea. But yeah, no, I definitely have a better feel for it. The new stadium is right next door to where the old one used to be.
Oh, so, yeah.
All same area. But no, I was telling Elise, like, WrestleMania's changed. Like, all right. Do you regret not going at all? Or, like, did you, like...
You know, the only... I honestly thought, I'm like... I knew that no one else was going, but I'm like, oh, AIW's having a show down there. I was like, maybe I'll do just a bunch of the indies and just say to hell with the WWE. You know, because you can pretty much get to... You can watch wrestling without going to a WWE event now, WrestleMania weekends. Like, yes. It's pretty crazy. Like, and honestly, like, it's starting like midnight Thursday or something, essentially, is when the wrestling schedules.
New Orleans, they had stuff on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thursday. Oh, well, I guess that's Wednesday day. Or you're talking Wednesday day.
Yeah, they had stuff at like 5 o'clock, starting like 5, 6 o'clock on Wednesday. I mean, it's crazy. So, but yeah, no, but you're exactly right. I'd see, okay, this is a problem. And it's not really a problem, I guess. Well, it was in New Orleans, but we always take, the girls always come with us. So,
right.
Can you imagine dragging them to, I don't know, like Joey Janela's Beach Bash 3?
You know, it's,
you know, that sort of stuff. Like, I at least would be like, come on. Like,
you know, the funny thing is that it's easier to talk the wife into going to AIW events than it is to a WWE event. I don't know if part of it's because it's on a weekend that helps. I think because it's not as crowded and not as crazy that helps. There definitely are some aspects of the indie product that she does not like as much, but you know, she's always come with me to like the is it New Ohio Wrestling? Yeah, New Ohio Wrestling here in Columbus. Like, she really doesn't seem to mind that stuff as much, because she seemed like just the smaller venue stuff. Because she's enjoyed going to NXT the couple of times, because that's just down in the one amphitheater here. So I don't think it. The problem would be the number of shows. Like, to kind of make up for not going to like a 10-hour block of WrestleMania, like, if that's what would get tricky. If you're like, oh no, we want to do this one at 2, this one at 6, and then this one at 10, and then we'll do this one, that one, and the other one, another day. That, because I think that on a one-to-one basis, I can do it. But when you start kind of grouping it together like that, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I at least like this. Like, we went to the one baseball game where they had the local Fed had a show after. That was fun. And I don't think she's been to a wrestling show with me since, because Frazier goes with me now. And she says she always gets lost because there's no commentary. So she's like, I don't know who to cheer for. Like, she's the one that needs to know who to cheer for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just go for it. Don't worry about it. So, but yeah, no, I can't imagine. All right. So she goes, I already see how this will play out. Oh, are we going to NXT? No, that's not till Friday. Then what are we going to see today? Oh, well, this is JFC, and this is basically, they're only allowed to fight with their knees. So, yeah, but there's this really good wrestling. She'd be like, are you out of your mind? I'm not going to this. No, then she'd be like, wait a minute, did you already buy tickets? She's like, I don't want to know how much they were, do I? I'm like, nah, they weren't too bad. Yeah, it's just stuff like that. But I understand that point of view where she's like, what am I? I don't know these guys. Like, she, but I will back off, though, because she enjoyed the AEW show. She enjoyed it more than I did. So, you know, maybe she would, but on, like, going on a Thursday and then a Friday and then an NXT on Saturday, I don't care about going to WrestleMania anymore.
Oh.
A 7-hour show? Hell no. Like, we did that in, was New Orleans. We actually missed some of it for New Orleans. Never mind.
No, we did it, second New Orleans, we caught most of it. We missed a little bit since my wife decided to drink too much the night before.
That's what I was trying to avoid that, but yeah. I'm still confused on what happened that night, because... But at least, like, she doesn't drink like we do. And I was like, well, apparently no one does. Because every time we're like, people come into town, they get tired on us, and we're so raring to go. And then we were told we go out like animals. And I'm like, we don't go out that often. And then when you see, like, how often you go out, you're like, oh, well. Maybe everyone doesn't do this anymore. I can't sit around. But no, that's what I was like. That's what I said. We can't leave them to their own devices. That's for fucking sure. Because if you're looking for a good influence, it's not my wife. That's for sure. No, I can't have any more. Sure, you can. Just have one more. Use a straw. Yeah. So, yeah, no.
So that was the only thought that I had about going to WrestleMania this year. Like, that was my only kind of drawback. But then when, you know, well, it was really even before we decided to commit to going to Cleveland, there is a three-man team.
I didn't even bother asking Shaheed. I already knew the answer to that one. So.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't bother asking him either.
No. Sometimes you just know people, and there's no chance in hell. hey, no chance in hell he's going Friday night and twice on Saturday. He'd be like, you're out of your damn mind. So,
yeah. Oh, I just figured because Chris was there, he wasn't going to come.
No, I don't know if that had anything to do with it. We're recording this, right?
Yeah, we're recording this. This is still being recorded. We'll see if Chris listens. Although, maybe at this point, it really has become a everyone is, for the most part, anti-three-man booth. I feel like they
I
work.
I don't like it, man. It's got nothing to do with anybody. I just don't like it. I don't like him on TV. I don't like being part of him. Nope.
So, I think just because you do harass, like, I actually hear and feel the cringiness from Chris when you do that kind of stuff on those shows. So maybe that's why I kind of like doing those ones. But, yeah.
The best thing to do is just, like, shut the fuck up. Then we're done. Like, ah, shut up. Just go on. Just keep going. So. Yeah, but if I know you got a weakness, man, that's why Shade always calls me a bully. I'm not doing it to bully anybody. I'm having fun. So, wait a minute. Wait, if you say it out loud like that, maybe I am. I don't mean to be. I'm just having fun. I'm trying to make you have fun, too. I'm just trying to make sure everyone's happy.
Well, yeah, we... And, you know, we did debate doing SummerSlam this year.
Yeah, Elise talked to me about that one, because her and Melissa were talking about it.
Oh, okay.
I thought it sounded cool, and then I was like, then it just became the, it's going to be a lot of money stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. But yeah, but no, it's funny where this has gone. That's how uninteresting WWE is. Like, I know we got off the subject, but their flagship show, I don't care about going to. Like, even if they come to Atlanta for WrestleMania, if we go to all the other, if we do, like, some of that stuff and go to, and, like, TakeOver is a must, obviously.
Oh, right.
But then if we don't go to WrestleMania or Raw or SmackDown, I don't care.
Oh.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, like, if there's anyone that gut, like, that to me is a gutting it out performance. If you go to, because did they filmed SmackDown and then the pay-per-view and then, or NXT pay-per-view and then Raw on Monday, right? All in Toronto?
And SmackDown. SmackDown. It was still a Tuesday show then.
I
think so.
Oh,
yeah, this
okay.
Would be the first year it'd be a Friday again.
Oh, okay. I guess I was just thinking about that and I'm like, man, I just have fatigue. Like, there's no, like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, there are just so many events now, just even with the WWE on its own. Like, there are too many events. It's just like, nah, I'm good. Like, we tapped out of the Raws after WrestleMania. Was Atlanta the last? No, we went to the first New Orleans. First New Orleans.
Isn't that a perfect one to tap out on? I mean, we got to see Daniel Bryan's celebration.
Yeah.
And we got to see the last appearance of the Ultimate Warrior. I mean, we literally got to see the last public appearance of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And even then we were like, he's really winded talking. Like, more than usual. So, that's not even a hindsight thing. I distinctly remember us talking about that.
Oh.
So. But.
Yeah, but so, yeah. Yeah, there's just too much going on for the WWE, just, you know, by itself, honestly. To attend that many events. And yeah, the next time I go to WrestleMania, there is serious consideration of not going to WrestleMania itself.
Shorten that ship, or do Wrestle, well, no, Wrestle Kingdom end up being 2 5-hour shows, so never mind. But I'm curious what the schedule's going to be like this year. Because Friday is SmackDown is on a Friday. And this year, they didn't. Oh no, they had the Hall of Fame Thursday, didn't they?
Yeah, and I...
That's right.
Oh.
Then SmackDown, then NXT. No, I guess it would have been... Yeah, what did they... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was... No, they just switched over in October, whatever, to Friday nights, right?
Yeah, and I felt like, was it Survivor Series maybe was after that?
Yeah, but even then, there wasn't a takeover then this year, right? Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. Cause that,
this is the first year that there's not a takeover. It's Worlds Collide. That Worlds Collide card is baller. Jesus, that show is going to be great.
You know, I heard them talking about it on this past NXT, but I guess I'm not completely sure what the card is.
It's NXT versus NXT UK. So you've got Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm, which we've already seen before.
Yeah, that's I'm okay with seeing it again, I suppose.
Yeah, and then Imperium versus Undisputed Era. So 8-man tag, I guess. DIY against Mustache Mountain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was one of those few Twitter highlights that I saw on this my stupid phone here giving me those highlights because they're like, "Oh, someone was bitching about that being a dream match with Mustache Mountain and DIY, and it's just like, you have a problem with this?
Oh, Finn Balor versus, is it Ilya Dragunov? And then there's Cruiserweight, there's a four-way Cruiserweight match, Angel Garza, Isaiah Swerve Scott, I took my contacts out, so I can't read what I have in front of me. Jesus. They were just bugging me.
Yes. Because that's a 3-man match, isn't it?
I thought it was 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then the pre-show. Pre-show's got a good match. Mia Yim versus Kaylee Ray.
Oh. Yeah, that... we already mentioned the women's championship match.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where the hell's. I wish you could see how I'm holding my computer right now. I knew I shouldn't have taken them out, but I just couldn't do it anymore. Okay, so it just says 2 NXT UK representatives.
Oh.
Maybe they gotta get Jordan Devlin on this thing. He's too good to keep out. And then, I'm trying to think of who else is like a cruiserweight size in NXT UK.
Oh, that's a good question, because, I mean, that's another one that, to me, when I see the guys wrestle, I like them in general, but I just haven't had the chance to check it out.
What, the NXT UK? Dude, so you never saw the Tyler Bate Jordan Devlin match?
No,
that was crazy.
I still haven't gotten around to that.
It was just crazy good.
I guess I'm not surprised because I really liked because Devlin took on Finn Balor before Finn Balor officially dropped back down.
Yep.
And I thought he was really good in that, and then I didn't feel like I saw him on the next. Are they calling the? Yeah, they're calling those takeovers too. But I didn't remember seeing him for a little bit when I did watch those takeovers. I just really didn't have the chance to catch this one, even though you told me to. I still haven't watched night 2 of Wrestle Kingdom.
I haven't watched Wrestle Kingdom this year, so I saw the highlights, and because I canceled New Japan a while ago, and because I just wasn't watching it enough to justify spending $10 a month on it.
Right.
Which is just silliness, but I just haven't watched that. And I was telling you before, if it wasn't for how I work, there's a lot of this I'd miss. That's why I'm able to watch all the stuff I can. Thankfully, because as much as we were complaining about WWE, I'm enjoying all this other stuff though. Like it just boggles the mind that these two shows, NXT and NXT UK, are under the same brand as Raw and SmackDown. I know why they're different, but just it'd be like McDonald's having their shit food, but then having like a good ribeye steak and a great like smoked salmon. And you're like, wait, what? How is this all under the same banner? This doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty interesting what they've done with the whole NXT thing. So, you know, it's definitely given people like us something to watch, and I have found it amusing that for whatever reason, like, because I know that, like, the characters aren't developed as well, and that they're, well, actually, there's probably more of a through line, at least in AIW, than AEW sometimes. But I guess it's been kind of interesting that my enjoyment, even though, like, there are so many good matches in the WWE, like, I don't know how many times I've watched Rey versus Andrade, but I'm pretty sure I've enjoyed it every time. And, like, the wrestling itself really keeps me afloat in the WWE. Like, if those guys weren't as good as they are in the ring, I'm not sure how much I'd be watching. Like,
that's fair. Yeah.
That really is a big hurdle for me, you know? Yeah, it's almost like I should watch it in a clip show, because I kind of keep on doing the Monday column, and I'm like, how can I change this thing? Like, this is a format that is pretty much dead, and I don't know why I'm doing it. And I keep on trying to figure out something, but I don't know what else to do, and I've kind of weirdly scheduled my Mondays around doing that.
Yeah.
And I haven't come up with a good idea, as much as I've been happy with, you know, introducing more and better graphics. You know, that doesn't really, like, I can't insta-draw anything on Raw still, even at this juncture, to add into the column.
Yeah, at least I never had a conversation about the site. Maybe this would just be off air, but man, we should have been so much bigger. It's just crazy how this all worked out. But anyways, I'm actually looking more forward to Worlds Collide today, and maybe not as much of a Rumble. I just like the Rumble matches, and I don't even know how long we've been going, by the way. So.
We're in plus territory. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to Royal Rumble, because I really want to see that Asuka Becky Lynch match. Asuka should win. This is like the time where, like, Asuka should win, not like last year where she did win. So.
Oh.
It's very perplexing this time that Becky's probably gonna win. Even though Asuka is clearly, like, I've always loved watching her, but watching her lately has been so much fun. Which, I guess I'll have to backtrack a little. I forgot she was on Raw until just now, but I enjoyed watching her. Like, I saw the highlights, that Kairi Sane match, she's sitting on the top turnbuckle watching the match.
Oh, yeah.
And the referee's like, get down! She goes, I'm just gonna. She's like, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, and she's just berating them in Japanese the whole time.
Yes. And Elise goes, I can't understand what she's saying. I was like, it doesn't matter what she's saying. That's the whole point of this. It's awesome. She's great. Like, I loved it in NXT when she was all cool and collected. And the second she got pissed off, it was Japanese, and you better watch your ass. And that's exactly what's been going on here. And now they've added, I know some people don't like it, but they've added, like, the, I was going to say shifty, but I think that's, like, derogatory, but it's not meant to be. But then she's acting like the sneakiness of the mist and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it adds something to it. It's like, she doesn't need the cheat, but she does.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of funny that none of the announcers have said that. Like, I mean, that's kind of a standard line to go to also. It's not that they do cheat. It's that they don't need to cheat. Like, she's really, you know, really great.
It's like Shayna Baszler. She doesn't need her friends. That's why I say, that's why he doesn't like her, like the character. He's like, she could beat everyone's ass. She doesn't need any of them. So,
but yeah, I mean, that's really, and that was something that I didn't really go back to that I kind of meant to, is that I do feel like NXT, and maybe that's why I like it a little bit better, because you were talking about how Matt Riddle talked Triple H into letting him do his promo.
Yeah.
NXT seems like it's a better world for that kind of, let's have a through line and let's let the wrestlers kind of do their thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. Well, look who's down there, too. It's Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Road Dogg, but guys who didn't have a script back then.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes some guys may need it, but if you know someone that doesn't, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it still bugs my mind. And I know I talked about AEW a little bit, but we can't, we're not going to start now, but I have been enjoying that show more, but they still do dumb shit. If whoever does their YouTube videos, I believe it's the guy that played Glenn on Walking Dead, Stephen Young, I think his name is.
Oh.
Yes, he directs all those. If you watch the Road to the Bahamas video and you see Pac on there, or Pac, what, I can't remember how to say it. Watch his, like, I think he talks for like a minute and a half. That dude looks like a star. And I mean a gigantic star on that thing. And then you look at WWE, you're like, where was this? So.
Oh.
But, yeah, if you just watch. I've always liked him, and now that he's like a bad guy, and just pointing out the obvious, but it's just a conviction that you really believe him.
And you know, I guess it's kind of one of those funny things, because I feel like it's kind of part and parcel in some ways, because they were talking about, we were talking about Asuka and getting to, you know, yelling Japanese. Like, in general, the WWE has let people do stuff in their native tongue, and I think that that has, like, their emotional state is very easy to convey when they're doing that. I mean, it kind of helps that almost all of them are pissed off about one thing or another.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an easy emotion to convey. But nonetheless, you know, because Andrade speaks a lot in Spanish now, Asuka and Kairi Sane in Japanese, the two guys from AOP are speaking whatever, because isn't one Indian and one's like Serbian or something like that?
I don't know which is which. We talked about this before, and I talked about with Shahid a bunch of times. I think one's speaking Aramaic is what he's speaking. I think. Am I remembering that right? I don't know, but...
Yeah, I think Aramaic's a little too old, like, but because I think it was before Jewish language.
Yeah, I didn't think that sounded right.
That was, like, Jewish, like, back in Jesus' time.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, what? We don't want some pretty bow to wrap this show up with?
Nope, that was it. So,
okie doke. Well, I will wrap things up by talking about this week's Bell Time beer, at least on my end. Rheingeist, which is out of Cincinnati. Calf. It's their coffee milk milk stout. Oh, excuse me, milk stout. It is more milky than coffee, so that's kind of right up my alley. Yeah, it's pretty solid milk stout if you're into that kind of thing. And hey, dark beers are in. It's that time of the year. Go enjoy some dark beers. I know you won't, but other people do it. And I guess I should go through at DeFrango11, at Granny Maze, at Stunt Granny, rate and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you happen to listen to us.
Yep. Oh, and one thing, if you're looking for our shows, it's audio updates dash Stunt Granny. It's not just Stunt Granny. I don't know what we got to do to get that fixed, but that's how you find us.
Oh, on iTunes?
Yes. Yeah.
Eric must have set that up a long time ago.
No, something changed when we switched site the site over. So
oh, yeah, like 5 years ago?
I believe so. Yeah, which would explain a lot, to be honest. So
it at least explains some things.
Yes, exactly. Oh yeah. So yeah. So yeah. I'll send this out then. How's that? So yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. Shahid and I will be back on Thursday. As long as the goddamn auto post works. And, yeah, so for we watch stuff. Because he went and saw Bad Boys 3 and loved it. He said they're turning into the Fast and the Furious. Pretty good franchise to follow suit with. So, so look at that. And thanks for listening. And we'll talk at you next time.